From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. It's a very uneasy and settling day in Zimbabwe as opposition figures, civil society and religious areas and leaders make a push to oust longtime President Robert Mugabe. VOA's Anita Powell is reporting.
Hopes of a speedy and smooth resolution in Zimbabwe appeared to fade Thursday as civil society and religious groups urged Robert Mugabe to quickly step down after 37 years in power. He appeared to resist, and South Africa's president then dashed hopes of a quick final act, telling his parliament that it is too early to take any firm decision now. Mugabe hasn't been seen in public since being placed under house arrest by soldiers Tuesday night. Mediators sent by the South African government met at Mugabe's home Thursday and at State House. Analyst Knox Chitio of the Chatham House think tank, who is Zimbabwean, was in Harare when the military brought out its tanks Tuesday night. He says the longer the military is perceived to be in charge, the more unstable things will become.
The key issue is the time scale. The military will want these negotiations to be completed as quickly as possible. They want to have the president, or if it's acting president, in place as soon as possible.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
U.S. law enforcement officials announced Thursday the arrest of nearly 300 members of MS-13, a violent gang that the Trump administration has vowed to get off the American streets. The arrests were made in recent weeks as part of a major anti-gang crackdown, codenamed Operation Raging Bull. It was led by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The operation swept up 214 MS-13 members in the United States and 53 members in El Salvador. This is VOA News.